Again, I praise God for each one of you on the line tonight. And as always, thank you. And I know I speak on behalf of Lady B as well. Thank you for your faithfulness and calling in every week when, you know, you could be doing something else. So truly, we just give honor to God on tonight for your faithfulness. And we're going to go ahead and tonight we're going to be looking at Romans 12 and 1. And it reads as this: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And I'm going to stop right there and, you know, God's will, maybe next time we'll dive into verse 2. But tonight I really just want to look at verse 1. And I would like to use for a thought tonight, true Christian dedication. True Christian dedication. And I look at the text and, you know, and like I tell you, sometimes I just like to dig. And, you know, Paul is here saying, I beseech you, therefore, and I begin to look at the word beseech, and, you know, what does that mean? You know, sometimes we don't know what words mean, and so I begin to look at it, and the word beseech means to, here Paul is saying, and if you look at other translations as well, Paul is saying, I urge you. So we're living on a time now where this is a sense of urgency. And another translation says, I plead with you and I implore. And one translation even goes as far as to say, Paul said, I beg you to present your body. And going, let me just back up a little bit and let me just define dedication for you. The biblical meaning of dedication, and the one that I found that I really, really like, is devotion. Devotion to God, which means committing one's soul to God and showing that God deserves the best of what we can offer. Another definition said a setting aside for a particular person, purpose, a self-sacrificing devotion. So Paul here is pleading with us to commit our soul to God. We don't get but one soul, y'all. And if that soul is lost, we don't get another opportunity. So Paul here is saying, I plead with you, give your bodies to God. Why? Because of the mercies of God, because of all that he has done for us. God gave his only begotten son as a living sacrifice so that we wouldn't have to die in our sin. We would no longer have to be enslaved to sin. We would no longer have to be in bondage to sin. Do you not know that it's only because of the mercies of God that we have not been consumed, that we have not been destroyed? So Paul is here pleading with us. Present, meaning right here and right now, once and for all. Stop playing these games with God. But he's begging us, present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God. You know, in the Old Testament, they brought sacrifices to the Lord, but they were animals. But those animals had to be without blemish. They had to be perfect. They had to be spotless. And then the priest would go before God. The people couldn't go before God. The priest would go before God and offer up that animal. Well, we don't have to use that route. We've got Jesus, the intercessor, the mediator. We've got the one that already gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins. We've already got the one that paid the price on the cross. Oh, my God, because of the mercies of God, Paul is begging us tonight, yield your bodies unto the Lord. Romans 6 and 13 says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments unto of righteousness unto God. So he's telling us even why we need to yield our bodies. We need to present our bodies. We need to make that decisive decision once and for all to dedicate our bodies unto the Lord, that he can get the glory out of our lives because of all that he has done for us. In light of, in view of the mercies of God, Paul is begging us, he's pleading with, he's imploring us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, one that God will find pleasing and acceptable, one that is holy. We just can't come to God presenting ourselves any old kind of way. But God calls us to be holy. He calls us to live holy just as he is holy. God calls us to be holy. And you know, when I begin to look at this text, and you know, it's really no different than a bride and a groom on their wedding day. They stand in the presence of God, and they commit themselves to each other. So we're talking about a definite commitment. So it's no different. Jesus is the bridegroom. The church is his bride. So when you look at the marriage covenant, you look at a man and a woman, and they stand before God, and they commit themselves to each other. It's a once and for all commitment that determines what they will do from that day on with their bodies. So we need to make up in our minds once and for all what we're going to do from this day forward when we say that we are in Christ, when we say that we are Christians. We need to make up in our minds from this day forward, once and for all, what we are going to do with these bodies. You know, and looking at the marriage covenant, you know, I look at the church world today and as a whole, and you know, and it grieves me. Because even when a couple, you know, things don't work out, one might decide to step out, and I see the church world as a whole, that's when we're stepping out on God. We're stepping out on that marriage covenant, and we're being unfaithful. My God, when we should be yielding ourselves, we should be yielding our members. I'm talking about from the crown of our head down to the soles of our feet. Do you not know the word of God says that these bodies are not our own, but we have been bought with a price? Oh, my God. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We don't belong to ourselves. Not once we say that we are in Christ, not once we commit our lives to God, not once we say, we are Christians. The Bible said, the Bible gives you a list of things that should not once be named among us as becoming saints. I'm not going to get into that list tonight. It might be in Galatians. You can read it for yourself. There are some things that should not once be named among us as saints of God. It's time to be real. And not only because of the mercies of God, not only because of all that he's done for us, but Paul goes on to say that it is because of it's our reasonable service. Oh my God, do you not know he created us to worship him? He created us to give him praise. It's our reasonable service in exchange for all that he has done for us. My God, he died a horrible death. He bore our grief. He carried our sorrows. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And the word of God declares that by his stripes, we are healed. We are spiritually set free. We are spiritually delivered. We need to hold fast to the word of God. And we need to walk in obedience. This thing, it ain't about lip service. We got enough of that going. It ain't about lip service. It's about heartfelt worship. And I think it was said on Sunday, I was talking to Minister Joseph after the Bible study, and every day ought to be a worship experience when our bodies are yielded to the Lord. Every day should be a worship experience. It's a lifestyle. When we yield our bodies to the Lord, from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, when our bodies are yielded to the Lord, when we are walking upright before God, when we are walking in obedience unto the word of God, every day should be a worship experience. God loves us, and he gives us chance after chance after chance after chance. Some people say God is a God of a second chance, but I come to tell you tonight, he's a God of many chances, because if the truth be told, that second chance, we messed that up a long time ago. But because he loves us, because he's faithful, he's given us opportunity after opportunity. You know, and I listened to Pastor, I think it was Homecoming Sunday. You know, we got this thing all twisted. And I believe on last night, you know, I was at work and I was trying to listen, but he was talking about being religious. This thing ain't about being religious. We got too many religious folks in the world now. This thing is about living a life that's dedicated, truly devoted to serving God. It's about relationship. And a right relationship means right living. And I begin to think about that thing, and what we believe, it helps to determine how we behave. Think about it. What we believe will help to determine how we behave. So I begin to ask the question, what is it that we believe? What is it that we really believe? Do we believe that coming to church will get us into the kingdom of God? And I'll take it one step further. Faithfully coming to church, Sunday after Sunday, faithfully coming to church, will that get us into the kingdom of God? No, it's not. It does not work that way. You know, a lot of us were brought up coming to church. A lot of us come to church out of tradition because growing up, that's what was instilled in us. But that does not save you. Do we believe that because I'm a good person and I don't do anything wrong, is that going to get me into the kingdom of God? Let me tell you right now, good works will not save us. But because we are saved, we do good works. So what is it that we really believe? What is that thought process? But Paul, he is telling us God wants our bodies. He wants our members. He wants our faculties, meaning he wants our thoughts. He wants the whole man. And it's time now to present that whole man to the Lord. It's time now to yield that whole body unto the Lord. It's time to die to self And it's time to live unto righteousness. It's time to live holy. It's time to live right. It's time to live a life that's set apart where God can use us. And like I said, I'm not going to get into verse 2 tonight. But I just really just wanted to focus on verse 1, talking about true Christian dedication and being real for God. And stop playing these games. It's about living holy. It's about walking into obedience. And do you not know, as we sacrifice our bodies unto the Lord, God can use us to carry out his work? See, Jesus right now, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So God needs us. He uses people. So as we begin to sacrifice our bodies unto the Lord, he will use us to carry out his purpose here on this earth, to go forth and to be a light that shines bright, my, that's pointing people to Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to be real. It's time to submit to God. It's time to bring our own will under subjection to the will of God for our lives. You know, and I often hear people say when, you know, they talk about Jesus and the sacrifice they made, and then they get one step further and they say he didn't have to do it, but he did. But I come to let you know tonight that he did have to do it, because that was the plan of God. Jesus said, not my will, but Father, thy will be done. He did have to do it so we could have a life that's dependent upon him, so we could have a life that's yielded to him, a life that's free from sin. We don't have to live in sin. We don't have to walk in disobedience unto the Lord. We don't have to live contrary to what the Word of God says. God has standards that he needs us to respect and to live up to if we say that we love him. He said, if you love me, you will keep my sayings. Oh, yeah, we say it out of, Lord, I love you. I love you. But what am I living? Am I obeying the Word of God? Am I walking upright before him? Am I living a life that's pleasing to him? Am I using my body for worldly pleasures? I'm just going to keep it real tonight. What are we using these bodies for? Oh, my God. If we love him, we will do what he says. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. But if we get ourselves into the Word of God and see what the Word of God has to say about some of the things that we're doing, and we profess out of our mouth to be Christians, do we even know what we're saying? I hear people say, well, I give honor to the Lord who's the head of my life. What kind of life are you living? They're just words, saints of God. They're just words. What are we living? What are we showing the world? And all I know, all I'm saying tonight, yield your bodies to the Lord. Here, once and for all, here, now, yield your bodies to the Lord. This thing is serious. You don't get another soul. You know, and people are being cut off left and right. There was an accident on yesterday. Fatality, soul just cut off just like that. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So like Paul tonight, oh my God, he's pleading, he's urging us. There's a sense of urgency in this thing. In our walk with the Lord, there's a sense of urgency to get this thing right and to get it right now. Oh my God, it's time out for playing church. But it's time to be about our Father's business. And we're talking tonight about true Christian dedication. I ain't talking about that fake stuff. You know, last month we talked about, out of Corinthians, Paul's teaching on examine yourself to see if you be of the faith, or if you be of a reprobate mind, or if you be a reprobate, meaning an imposter, meaning you ain't real. You're just going through some motions, traditional motions. You're going through the motions of coming to church, but it will not get us into the kingdom of God. The Bible that I read tells me that there is no sin that will enter into God's kingdom. No, I'm not perfect. Yes, I do make mistakes, but do I practice sin and get pleasure out of it? No, I don't. My goal is to grow in God and to be real for God and to be all that He wants me to be. My goal is to get into the Word of God and to learn what He has to say to me. This thing is personal. And I encourage you tonight to truly, once and for all, dedicate yourself, your bodies, to the Lord. They don't belong to you, not once becoming Christians. Once you say, okay, I'm born again, I'm a born again believer. Yes, we believe, but what do we believe? What is it that we believe? Oh my God, these bodies are not our own. True Christian dedication, true devotion, true commitment. God's looking for people that's real. And when He comes back to rapture the church, He wants a church without a spot or a wrinkle. But individually, again, this thing is personal. Individually, we have got to get this thing right. And we have got to be real for God. We have got to be set apart, sanctified for the Master's use, a place where He can use us to be that light emanating out of our lives. You know, whenever I go to work, I always try to be prayed up before I go to work. And I say, God, when I walk into that darkness, oh, my God, let the darkness dissipate and let the light come in. My God, my prayer is that people will see something different in me, especially in the workplace, because it is a dark place. But sometimes God has to put you in a place where you can make a difference. Oh, but to make a difference, my God, saints of God, you got to first be different. So I'm saying to you tonight, present your bodies a living sacrifice, that which is holy and pleasing unto the Lord, that which He can use for His glory. True devotion, true dedication. Oh my God, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we truly thank you on tonight. We thank you for being such a mighty good God. We thank you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the word of you on tonight. Oh, my God, that we present these bodies to you, Lord, a living sacrifice. Hallelujah, living unto righteousness. Oh, my God. For it is your reasonable service, a life that's acceptable, a life that's pleasing to you, a life God, that you can get the glory out of us. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. I pray tonight, Lord, for every person that is on this line, that's under the sound of my voice. I pray tonight, God, that every ear was open, that every heart, my God, was receptive, my God, of the word of your Lord. Hallelujah, my God. It's a plea tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's a plea tonight, my God, for the church to get real for your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's a plea tonight, God, for your people, Lord. My God, to make a decisive decision, Lord. My God, a decisive commitment to commit to you, Lord. To yield to you, God, in the name of Jesus, not just in lip service, but my God, that you can use a God to be a blessing to your people, to be a blessing to you, God, to the service of you, Lord. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, my God, it's a plea tonight, my God, that people would make up in our minds tonight, my God, to get real. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you tonight, God. I thank you for the word of your Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you tonight, God, that your word is pure. Your word, God, is true. My God, it's a perfect word. My God, your word is right. It's the engrafted word of your God that's able to save souls. Oh, my God. I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, that somebody, hallelujah, Jesus, that somebody, my God, would surrender everything to you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. So the word of God declares that all that committed, that committed into the hand of you, nobody, God, can pluck them out. My God, in the name of Jesus, my prayer tonight, God, is that our ways are committed to you. Oh, my God, that we walk upright before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Your word declares there's no good thing that you will hold from them, God, that walk upright before you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God. Show yourself mighty, my God, to your people. Give understanding tonight, God. Give wisdom tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, what is it that we believe? Oh, my God, we've been deceiving ourselves long enough. What is it, my God, that we truly believe? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you for the word of your God that's hidden down in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. But I thank you tonight, God, that when we make a mistake, I'm not talking about committing sin and taking pleasure in it, but I'm talking about, God, when we make a mistake. Oh, my God, we got an advocate in the person of Jesus Christ, that the word of God declares we can come boldly before the throne of grace and we can find mercy, my God, in the time of need. I thank you tonight, God, that he who has begun a great work in us, you are faithful to perform it. I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, God, for working on us. Thank you for not giving up on us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. I don't know about anybody else, but I ain't there yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. But, oh, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Help me, God, to be what you want me to be. Oh, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. That should be our prayer tonight. Not our will, God, but Father, thy will be done. Oh my God, hallelujah, that we delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our hearts. And oh God, my greatest desire tonight, God, is a closer walk with you. My God, let that be our prayer. To get to know you better. My God, to take you at your word. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. That if we confess our sins before you, my God, you're faithful and you're just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you for loving us. I thank you for caring for us. I thank you for providing for us. I thank you for meeting the needs of every person, God, that is on this line tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for our Pastor and Lady B, God. I pray, my God, encourage their hearts tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you place them as the watchmen on the wall. You put them in place, God, to feed your sheep. My God, you've given them a shepherd's heart. You've given them a shepherd's love for your people. My God, in the name of Jesus, bless everything, my God, they set their hands to do. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, encourage tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my God. Ha, Lord. And as we sit up under their teaching, my God, grow us in you, Lord. Help us to be real for your God. Mature us in the word of your Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Make us and mold us and shape us, oh God, into vessels, Lord. Yielded vessels unto your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Use us, oh God, for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I continually pray, God, for Mother Liggins and Diggin Brown, God, and Reverend Anderson, Lord. Oh, my God. Robert and Shirley Cooper and Shirley Brown, God. In the name of Jesus. Mom Patton tonight, God. I pray for her, Lord. I pray for Jamari Whitson tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. You know, God, the need. God, you've been mighty good. Hallelujah, Lord. I've seen what you've done for Mom Liggins. Oh, my God. I saw when she was down. But, oh, my God. I've seen you pick her up, God, and you brought her back into the house of God. And for that, God, I'm grateful tonight. God, I thank you. I thank you tonight, God. I pray for Malik tonight, Lord. Oh, my God. I pray, God, for my godson tonight. Hallelujah. And, God, I'm thanking you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. I know, God, the diagnosis is, my God, that he's been labeled with. But, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing you tonight, God. I'm believing you for complete healing. I'm believing you for complete deliverance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. All things are working together for the good. My God, to those who love you, to those that are called according to your purpose. My God, encourage his parents tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, encourage them tonight, God. That they bring that young man up in the fear and the admonition of your God. That you would get the glory, God, out of all of their lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, go into the hospitals. Go into the nursing homes. My God, and work miracles. My God, let your healing virtue, God, just begin to flow. My God, in the name of Jesus. Behind the prison walls. Spiritual healing tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you on tonight. I thank you on tonight, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. I give you praise on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give you praise on tonight. Oh, you're such a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're such a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, you're able to save. You're able, God, to set free. You're able, God, to deliver. My God, you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all, my God, that we could ask or even think according to the power of your, my God, that works within us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, have mercy tonight, God. Have mercy tonight upon your people, God. Meet the needs of your people tonight, Lord. And only you, God, know what your people stand in need of. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for Mama D and her family tonight, God. I pray, God, for restoration. My God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't need to tell anybody about it, but my God, you know everything, Lord. Nothing is hidden from your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Encourage that mother's heart tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, encourage that mother's heart tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my God. I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you tonight, my God. Hallelujah. You are so amazing. Oh, my God. You're such an amazing God. I bless the name of you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nobody like you, God. Oh, my God. There's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody, God, that can do the things that you do. There's nobody, God, that's ever going to love us like you. Oh, my God. I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Can somebody give God praise on tonight? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Help me, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God that we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we count all these things done by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we count it done by faith tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you for our young people as they go off to college, as they return to school. Be a hedge about them, God. Oh, my God. Protect your young people in the name of Jesus.
You,
keep them safe, God. Make them examples before their peers in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my God. Ah, what a wonder you are, Lord, down in my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight.
Thank you.
Again, I thank each and every one of you for coming on the line tonight and just hearing a word from the Lord. And I pray that you would take that word and you would put it into action. I heard Pastor say, I think on last night, if you work the word will work. Hallelujah.
Oh,
if you work the word. It will work. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. And I say to you on tonight, oh, my God, may you rest in his presence on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, may the angels of the Lord that are already encamped round about you keep you in all of your ways. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name, I say amen and good night. Hallelujah.
Good night.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you.